I mean, it's kind of like any other week with preparation-wise. I mean, we're on the same schedule as our football schedule back home. So preparation-wise, it's the same. Just the only difference is living out of a hotel.
Coach, how much do you appreciate the Air Force and all that they've done for you guys?
We appreciate them a lot. Coach Belichick always goes over the Navy Academy, the Air Force, so always talks about them in meetings. So it's great to be out here, great to meet the guys. They parachuted down from airplane after practice, which was so super cool. But it's super appreciated by us to come out here, be able to use their facilities, and get some good work in.
What was that experience like to see them parachute?
It was cool. I mean, we were in for a surprise. They said they had something for us, and they pointed up in the air, and we saw an airplane driving around, flying around, and I was hoping to see someone jump out, and they had like eight guys jump out, so it was super neat to see them, and they landed right in front of us on the practice field.
Monday and Tuesday, how'd you spend your off days?
Monday wasn't an off day. I wish we had two. That would have been cool. But, I mean, we don't really got much, we don't really live here, so just had a friend in town, went and visited my friend. Monday worked out, we had meetings and stuff, so just hung around. My friend drove me around, saw the mountains and stuff, which is super neat.
What was it like to hear Coach Calhoun? Apparently he delivered a strong message about what life as a cadet can be like.
Yes, definitely. It was a super strong message. Knowing what they go through just shows how strong they are and shows what type of person it takes to be able to make it here in the Air Force Academy, which takes a lot of dedication for sure.
Yeah, make you appreciate what you have.
Yes, makes you appreciate what you have for sure.
Do you think you could live in the mountains and kill animals and do
I mean, if I had to, I would have to.
What animal would you go up to?
I like animals. So I don't know.
What's it been like?
Gotta live. What's it been like for you with hanging out with your teammates?
Because it's not—you're not at home. It's a little different because you're here with these guys all week, right?
It's been good. I mean, it's definitely a good team bonding situation coming out here. But I mean, all the guys are great. We always have a good time together, wherever we are.
Has the air affected you at all?
I mean, it has for sure. I mean, my skin feels a lot drier. I mean, a lot of people are getting like their nose like super dry, mouth super dry. So just glad to be here and to be able to prepare to what Mexico City will be and at the same altitude. So, I mean, it's good training. I'm glad we're doing it.
Can you feel it at practice?
You can feel it. I mean, for sure. I mean, it's not like a huge dramatic difference, but you definitely feel it.
Rob, what's been the difference this week in practice with four active tight ends on the roster?
That's great. I mean, we switch up reps. They take some of my reps out of practice. I get a little bit more rest. I'm loving it.
what do you think about James Devlin's season?
Devlin?
Yeah.
He's a beast every year, in and out. Whatever year it is, it's Devlin. He's a monster, and he's a monster in the weight room. He's a monster on the field. Whenever we need him to go in the lead blocking situation, he's always there, ready to go.
How are you approaching the trip to Mexico City in front of 80,000 fans there?
I mean, we're preparing the same as any other game, I would say. Same meeting times, same practice type of schedule and everything. So just preparing the exact same how we have been, so we're ready for Sunday.
You looking forward to playing in front of, Mexico and all the people in Mexico?
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's always cool to change up the atmosphere. always get you excited heading into a new atmosphere, not knowing what to expect exactly. So it's going to be something different, and it's going to be something fun.
Any message for the people of Mexico? From
my old message, Joseph Fiesta, baby. All right, guys. Take care.